Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mike Shope.
I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the...
And the bulldog.
Boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash.
On WGR.
We can take these steps and show the country that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Sports Radio 550.
Here's what just happened. So I've been telling you how I'm in love with our new bird. We have a bird, a cockatiel named Nico. The best. I love this bird. He starts to sing or talk or chirp or whatever you want to call it. And I just, like, I'm magnetic right to him. Come on, Nico Bico, let's go. And we just walk around. He's on my shoulder. You know, I'll be working or quote working at home, just whatever, putting in lineups or something. There's Nico right on my shoulder, walking around. He likes to walk on the computer, eat at the keys. You know, that's a no. I think that's why one of my little inputs on the computer doesn't work. I think maybe he bit something in there. I don't know. He seems to be okay with me blaming him for it. Having so much fun at home with this bird. Last night, kids, last day of school yesterday, they stayed up, and we're just all having a great time with Nico flying around singing Biko. That's his, like, go-to song right now is Peter Gabriel, Biko, which we got through to him. He's now able to whistle that one section of Biko. But I have to change my clothes pretty much every time. At least I have to change my shirt pretty much every time I've just sort of hung out with Nico because, you know, there's debris. And sometimes, like, if I don't remember that, I just won't because I don't notice him going. I don't notice it. It's just, I don't want to be too descriptive, but it's small, and sometimes you just don't even know that it's happened. So I just look down at my shorts. I'm like, oh, no, I think that's Nico right there. That's not good.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little speck, you know, sometimes. I can't say anything more because I don't want to get in trouble, but you know what I'm saying. And I have to put on clothes for the morning that I'm going to change before I leave for work.
Right.
Which is kind of like ridiculous. Isn't it? Like,
yeah, but you know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's the price of loving the bird.
The price of Nico.
You got the bird, I mean, you're going to have to deal with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. I will say again, it's a great pet. I feel like I'm just sort of wanting to advocate for people having a bird as a pet. It's great. Like, it's not a lot of maintenance. You know, you don't want to have the windows open.
Right. Without screens, at least.
Yeah. Right. Keep them in the cage in that case, but keep them away from the dog, pretty much, you know?
Does Nico know to keep away from the dog?
No. I don't think so, no. I don't know what Nico knows. He knows the song. He knows one song, and that's it. I don't think he knows a lot.
Okay.
I have a new word for continuously playing a song in an effort to get him to be able to whistle it back. It's called bird brainwashing.
Okay.
Bird brainwashing. One word. Yeah. Bird brainwashing is like the Godfather theme. Okay, we're just going to listen to this 10 times in a row. So that you and I will whistle it through. I will whistle it with the song every single time. So that now you will be able to whistle. That'll be my song for him. We're not there yet, but bird brainwashing is the effort. Anyway, I think that's what I just sort of noticed on me.
Realize, yeah, you got somewhere to go after the show.
I do, actually. Yeah.
I do. That's tough. All right. Well,
don't tell them about this.
All right. Well, you can, I don't know, find a scrubby at the sink in the kitchen.
Yeah, right. No, it's not even really noticeable. It's just I noticed it. So it's...
Yeah. It doesn't have an odor, does it?
No, I don't believe so. No.
All right.
Just a trace.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's it. Well, we've been talking about Renny Robert all day. And if you want to tell us something about him that you remember watching him play, or maybe you came to know him or something else, 803-0550 is the number. We've had lots of, let's get Gilbert up again. We've had lots of prominent former Sabres on the air today, most of all on the Instigators earlier this morning, including Danny Gare. Mike Robitaille was on the morning show. I've heard Don Luce as well. And also Gilbert Perreault, who was on Instigators, and here in a minute we'll have some of his thoughts about Robert. Robert's playing career just barely predates my interest in the Sabres, so I maybe once or twice in person or on TV ever watched him play for the Sabres. But Bulldog did much more often. I mean, you were all about those 70s teams.
You know, those teams, that's, you know, I referenced when we talked about it a lot last hour, this Montreal series in 75 before the finals against the Flyers, and Danny scoring that goal in game one of overtime to win it. Like, that is, that's a very significant, I remember watching that. I don't remember much about 73. Their first playoff appearance. I remember, listening on the radio to a game where I think they tied someone late in the season to cost someone else a playoff spot, but it wasn't like to clinch their own playoff spot. I can remember like just various things in their history, but 75 and Danny scoring that goal is like where it starts for me. And I mean, really from there, it's just every single thing about them that I can find. And really at that point, it's, you know, whatever games are on TV and the newspaper, you know, like that's it. Those are your access points. But I was starving for all of it. I mean, I just fell in love with them. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, without the French Connection, without Danny, without what I'm sure I would have found my way to hockey eventually anyways. But they made me want to play. And I never could play very well. But, you know, my dad took me to learn to skate and I started playing. And I just have had a lifelong love affair with the sport and those teams, you know, Rene, a key part of those teams, are, you know, responsible for that, for my love of hockey. And, you know, now as it's grown for me professionally doing this, of course, I mean, that leads to this. And that love for the game leads to what Owen is pursuing now. So, you know, there's a lot wrapped up in it for me that, you know, is pretty weighty and pretty emotional. And, you know, seeing them play, I would have seen those teams in the 70s. We didn't go to lots of games, but, you know, we went to maybe one or two a year probably from the time I first went, which I think was 73 would have been the first game I went to. And, you know, one or two a year like that, like I said, from then right through, you know, like Rene's career. So I would have seen him play 8 or 10 times, probably, maybe a dozen times in person. And just, you know, it's just so cool to see those players in person. I mean, I would just love to in person see them again now, like in their primes. I mean, you know, it's really pretty obvious maybe to say that. I mean, we'd all like to relive things that, you know, we couldn't really discern how great they were when we were kids. You know, but I, you know, watching them on TV again would be really cool too. But boy, to be in the building with those guys and seeing them play Montreal, for example, with all those players, I mean, what a thing! It was a really cool time to come of age and be a fan of that sport. And you know, the access and, you know, the free open practices, like that was a must for if you love hockey and you've got a family where, you know, the kid loves hockey, the boy anyway, had two sisters. They had to just sort of grin and bear it, I guess. You know, the open practices were a must. Like, we got to go to that. Like, it's free. You know, we can only go to one or two games a year, so it's free to get in. You damn well better believe we're going to be in line waiting to get in the odd during Christmas break there when they would have those annual open practices, and those were a huge deal to me to be able to be at. So, yeah, it was really, really cool. And, you know, over the years, I've grown to really appreciate how Rene Robert handled himself and what I'm learning more in the last, you know, 72 hours or so is how much the team really meant to him. It probably should have been obvious all this time, but it blew my mind today, or it was really last night I found out, but I confirmed it today that he had, well, confirmed it. I saw it on Wikipedia. I haven't been to his house to see it. That he has his driveway here in town is made of old pieces of the odd. And that just blew my mind. I mean, how much do you have to love the team and the building and that time in your life to do that? It's just that just stunned me to hear that today. I loved learning that about him, and I wish I had known it years earlier.
Probably like the outside of the odd, like the.
The building. Yeah, you're right. I don't think he made it out of the Blues. Yeah,
I think the blue seats.
Yeah, the concrete from the odd.
Not the boards.
Rob has the penalty box, I think.
Yes. Really?
Yeah,
he does.
I think has. I'm almost sure of it. Yeah,
I've seen.
Who deserves it more?
CBC did like a documentary that Rob is in on the odd, and he said he has it.
Who deserves it more than that guy?
I don't know that he's divested himself of it since, but at some point I know he had it, and maybe he still does.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I like it. It's a big loss. And a lot of people, Sabres fans, will have like no memory of him as a player. I mean, that's more and more of us as we go through life that it happens like that. But I love thinking about those days whenever there's an opportunity to do that. This is, you know, an unfortunate opportunity, obviously, but we are talking about those teams and going to those games. You mentioned going back in time, you know, how wonderful it would be to be able to do that. I don't know. I might feel like I'd get to my seat in the oranges and be like, this is so cramped. It smells. Why are the players so slow? I can't make a save. I'd probably yell from the oranges. Can you just make a save?
Right.
Come on. He shot it from the blue line. There's no one in between you and the. How did you miss that? How did you really? Yeah. How did you miss that? I know you're on skates, but I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Then I don't know. Food would be cheap.
Not a lot of variety, I don't think.
Maybe not a lot of variety, but you'd probably not be mad about the prices. Was that true? If you went to games in the 70s. Whatever the prices were for a hot dog or a beer, were people mad about how much it cost? It was probably still more than it would be like at the store or something. So maybe they were mad about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
I would go to the concessions. We're going back in time and we're at the odd. I'd go to the concessions like, where are the black beans? What kind of an operation is this? Where is the guacamole? How could you call those black beans? Those are pinto beans. You work here.
Imagine going to the a stand in the odd, like you're Back to the Future or something. Like, so you're right. you're time travel. You're there. You go. Where's the burrito bar? Where's the team store? Where's all the stuff? Where's everything?
Right. Yeah, you're telling me I can't get a roast beef sandwich? What town? Where am I?
Right.
I can't get a beef on weck at a hockey game. Where am I? Yep.
Oh boy. I'm sure I had hot dogs in the odd, but I don't really remember. I think my go-to as a kid would have been a soft pretzel.
Soft pretzels. Do you think you remember? I think I do. Do you think you remember nachos becoming a thing?
Yes.
I think I do. 80s yes. for nachos?
Yeah. You know, 80s, 90s. I mean, I feel like going to games by myself. So, you know, that's any time after, you know, whatever, 1985-ish, probably. Seeing people with not the thing like, what is happening?
What is that?
Here?
Yes.
Where did you get that? Like, that's a thing. Where's the nacho stand?
When what we say, is that?
When we say nachos, do we mean like the cheese is really like the...
I'm talking the little bowl of round chips and the cheese sauce.
Okay, so maybe it's the cheese sauce that kind of started that.
Well,
how long has that been around?
I don't think the chips were served previous to there being the cheese sauce, so I think it all came in together.
Yeah, you wouldn't want them.
Right, they were just plain chips.
There wasn't just
bland.
Chips and salsa wasn't available at games.
No! Salsa?
No.
Salsa, Joe? Salsa. Where do you think you are? Albuquerque, New Mexico? Salsa? We didn't have no salsa. The chips came with the cheese, and you could get a little 2-ounce, like, blue cheese cup of jalapenos if you wanted it.
Yeah. Always get those, by the way. Always get
those. There was no salsa. I didn't know what salsa was until I was 25 years old.
Seinfeld called it the number one condiment in America.
That
was
later.
1990.
That was 90s. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody had salsa before that.
No one had salsa in the 80s?
No.
No.
I don't think so. No.
Wow.
Who knew?
I suppose
how
you
did it
went
happen?
Out to eat to a Mexican restaurant, but I don't think I ever did that either when I was, you know, with my family. Like, oh, let's go out for Mexican. What?
How did it happen?
It just was not something that happened.
How did chips and salsa break through? How did nachos break through? How did nachos become, what does that guy have, into like an absolute staple at every stadium?
I think sporting events is where it started, and it just spread throughout our culture to where like they're just omnipresent now. But it was, these chips are super cheap. Hey, we've got these industrial-sized cans of this glop that is supposed to be cheese. Let's heat some of that up and sell it for $4. Like, that's it. I mean, it's just, it's going to cost us nothing, and we'll sell it, and the profit's going to be great.
Is that person in the Hall of Fame who thought of that?
Right.
Like, in the Ken Burns baseball, there is a part about the beginning of hot dogs. Oh, this guy had, they don't talk like this, but this guy, how did they talk? John Chancellor. So-and-so had sausages that he was steaming on a machine behind first base at this park like 100 years ago. And that became like hot dogs.
Right.
And so that origin story is in that show, whether it's true. Like, there is a story about how hot dogs came to be served at ball games. There is not a story about nachos in this way. Is there? Does somebody know it? I want to know all of this. I want to know answers to all these questions. When did nachos begin?
The nacho origin story.
Yes.
Yes. We need this.
The birth of nachos.
We need a 30 for 30 on the person who first came
Absolutely.
Up with it. Absolutely. Whether they've been overlooked. Has the wrong person been credited? If
right.
indeed any individual has been credited. Like, is there someone out there fighting the fight going, no, I did that before him.
Probably.
You There's, got it wrong.
Whatever story is common, it might there be a story that's commonly known about this. It's probably wrong. It's probably at least incomplete.
Right. I think we just discovered another way to talk about how much of a gap there is between us and Joe, that we lived in a pre-nacho world.
I didn't even realize it until this conversation.
Just pre-nachos.
But there, I think we're talking about the odd and imagining being back there. Oh, my gosh. There's no space for my legs. Where am I supposed to put my cup? It's all dirty. But I was told this was amazing. So I'm just all grossed out by the smoke smell and everything. And then, yeah, like there was, I feel like maybe there is where I first realized that there were nachos. Anyway.
Oh, I'm almost sure that's where I would have first seen nachos myself, yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Dennis next. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
So just a real bear story. I was a teenager at Sabres hockey camp over the summer. I was a goalie, and we were playing with guys like Nian Luce. Robert was there, a guy named Fred Hunt Jr.
Yeah.
I was standing in the corner with other goalies, watching another goalie take shots, had lifted my mask up over my head, and Robert took a shot, ricocheted off the goalpost, and hit me in the face. Oof. Knocked me out cold, broke my nose. When I finally came to, he was standing over me, very concerned, and I can't repeat exactly what he said, but he made a comment about my face and my girlfriend. It was pretty funny, and followed me to the hospital, and he was just a great guy. So I wanted to tell that story.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. Wow, that's really cool.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, not awesome that he broke
your
face.
You're better now, right?
How he handled it.
I'm much better now, though my nose might be a little crooked.
That's all right. That's all right. You got a great story to go with it. It's worth it, I hope.
Exactly.
All thanks, right. Guys. Thank you.
Awesome, Dennis. Thanks.
We talked to Paul Hamilton about Robert, of course, covered the team, been around the team for so long. Interesting what he said. It's come up since. Interesting what he said, like the first thing that comes to mind when he thinks of Robert. You'll like that answer, I think. Stay tuned for that as we bring that to you again. All the interviews today, Perro, I didn't ask for it there. Like we just didn't do that, but that's at the Odyssey app. Luce, Robitaille, Danny Gare, and maybe others. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.